All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in because we've got a forecast that let's roll the dice and see if we come up lucky or unlucky. Good morning, Pat.
Unlucky. Just thought I'd tell you that.
Unlucky.
Yeah. I'm not too thrilled at all.
Yeah, but I'm looking at your forecast, okay? And I'm saying to myself, yeah, it involves showers and it involves thunderstorms, but I don't see any heavy, steady rain in it.
Well, that could change. I just thought I'd tell you
You're just a bundle of joy this morning.
Yeah, I know. You're not going to like this. I mean, the pattern is such so that if we look at the jet stream, again, you will find this big, huge ridge or mountain of air in the middle part of the country. Now, they are going to have record heat, the southern plains, mm-hmm. Texas, Oklahoma. I mean, these places are going not only into the 90s, but the hundreds. And you have this big ridge in the middle part of the country. So, again, picture this to be a mountain. So, to the east of it, you have a valley, that's us. Yeah. And to the west of it, you have a valley, that's the West Coast.
Yeah.
What happens? Systems on the West Coast have to climb the mountain. And they go up into Canada. And then what happens? They have to come down the mountain through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast. And if the pattern doesn't change, one system after the other just falls into place and just continues to carve out this trough along the East Coast. And it's not looking good. Now, we'll have a little sun today, but there is a chance of late showers because we have a warm front coming up from the south, mid-70s. Showers and fog tonight, mid-60s. Now, the warm front is north of us, so it's humid tomorrow with showers and a thunderstorm in the low 80s. Saturday, here comes one of those disturbances down the mountain. Showers and thunderstorms, especially showers on and off all day Saturday, not just, you know, a late day thing like last week. 75 to 80. That disturbance comes down to the south of us and stalls. I went originally for partly cloudy. I think I'm going to change it to cloudy with drizzle and temps only in the 60s on Sunday. And then another disturbance comes in Monday and Tuesday of next week, and it actually starts a nor'easter going. And that means rain. Rain and in the 50s on Monday.
So go over Saturday and Sunday for me again.
Saturday, cloudy with showers. Yeah, a chance of a thunderstorm.
Okay, but that, showers. So you might get heavy rain if you're in the area of a thunderstorm.
Right.
Okay. Just right, but showers for anybody
showers
else.
Showers on and off through the day.
Okay. Now and then the next day, Sunday?
Sunday, I think now, is going to be cloudy, and there'll be some intermittent drizzle, and the highs will be in the 60s.
All right. And then Friday leading into all that once again?
Friday, that's tomorrow. Hazy, humid, showers and thunderstorms. It could be showers in the morning, thunderstorms in the afternoon in the low 80s.
All right. And then Monday, the chance of a nor'easter with just a heavy
rain. Rain in 50s. Yeah. Your kind of weather.
50. I just can't stand rain in the 50s. It just bothers me. The only thing that's worse than rain in the 50s is rain in the 30s.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's it. All right. So, anyways. So, with that being said, Pat.
Yes. With that being said,
is there any chance when would we break out of this pattern?
I don't see us breaking out of this pattern through at least the middle part of next week. At least the middle part of next week. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that by next weekend, that would be the weekend of the 9th, June 9th, that we'll have a return of nice weather. I would figure, because that's the weekend of the annual meeting up at the lake. And, you know, I just always remember being in this place, I don't know, like VFW hall, for several hours with this meeting going on and looking out the window and seeing how beautiful it is and thinking, I should be out there and not in here. Yeah. And they just seem to rack up the beautiful weekends, the weekend of the meeting. And that's the 9th.
That's the 9th.
So you may have to wait until then to get some real nice weather. I told you, I have to make the trip tomorrow up to the lake because a friend of mine, who's a teacher, him and his wife teach there at junior high school. Once a year, he does this thing, weather awareness for the kids. And last year, he asked me to come up there and talk about, you know, what they should do in the event of bad or severe weather. And he asked me if I'd do it again this year, and I will. But, of course, I have an ulterior motive in mind. The movie we're doing this year, Finding Your Feet, does have a part in it where they're on stage and performing. And I need a stage, and that's their gym and stage. So I'm going to find out if he can arrange for us to use their facilities one day on the weekend in September.
In September?
September.
Early September?
Yeah, well, we don't start with the movie until then.
This is a school, though, right?
Yes, it's a school.
Yeah, you're going to be tough after school starts.
Well, maybe, but on the weekend, maybe not.
They have activities, though, on the weekend, especially.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. We may be able to work around it. We could do it Sunday, you know, or Saturday. I'm sure they'll find one weekend in there, but I'll ask him and see if he could pull some strings for us, so to speak, and that'll be that. I'm probably coming home. Coming home tomorrow afternoon and stay home for the weekend.
Well, you know, you'll probably have to pay janitorial fees because there'll have to be someone from the district in the building.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That we'll probably have to, you know, give the super some money, you know, and I will also have my cast, each one of them, sign a waiver of liability holding the school harmless for anything that could possibly happen to them. Because they are a bunch of clumsy people, believe it or not.
That comes with age, Pat.
I guess so. Yeah, you're right. So I will do that. And that's about it. I mean, everything else is relatively quiet as I look outside. And outside here, it is overcast. How about you, Marshall?
Yeah, it's overcast here right now, but it's warmer than it's 62 already. So,
yeah, that's what it is here, exactly.
And yesterday 62. Turned into a pretty nice day, actually.
It did. Yeah, the sun came out and it wasn't too bad. Right?
No, it wasn't too bad. So yesterday, today, and tomorrow look okay.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, thunderstorms tomorrow. So what? But I mean, at least you know it's almost like late spring, early summer weather.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
And then things go downhill a little on Saturday, a little more on Sunday, and then a lot on Monday.
It gets worse instead of better, right?
And we're going to slide downhill into the week.
That's what you're doing, definitely.
Just what we need.
I know.
All right. Well, all I can say is Roseanne says hello.
Yeah.
She's looking for a job if you want to hire her.
Yeah, I bet you some network will pick her up. You watch.
No, I don't know. But maybe you should have her do the forecast.
Maybe we should have her in our movie this year.
That's right. That's right.
Finding Your Feet, maybe, yeah.
Can you imagine how she'd insult everybody in your cast?
Could you just imagine? Yeah.
She'd insult everybody. She'd be gone within 10 minutes. You'd kick her out.
I would.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, have a good one, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with our Tri-State forecast.